Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're prepping our hearts for the Advent season, for Christmas, and I'm just so grateful, if you're hearing my voice right now, that you have taken time this month to pull away from the festive fray and to find a little respite in Scripture and being prayed for according to that Scripture. So thank you for valuing Jesus this month and for longing to celebrate Him. I hope that this little practice is really helpful as you anticipate celebrating Him on Christmas Day. Today, I'm reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 25 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Since many have undertaken to set in order a narrative concerning those matters which have been fulfilled among us, even as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the word delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having traced the course of all things accurately from the first, to write to you in order, most excellent Theophilus, that you might know the certainty concerning the things in which you were instructed. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the priestly division of Abijah. He had a wife of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. They were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and ordinances of the law. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were well advanced in years. Now, while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to enter into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. The whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. An angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Zacharias was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Don't be afraid, Zacharias, because your request has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he will drink no wine or strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. He will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to prepare a people prepared for the Lord." Zacharias said to the angel, "How can I be sure of this? For I'm an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years." The angel answered him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God. I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. Behold, you will be silent and not able to speak until the day that these things will happen, because you didn't believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their proper time." The people were waiting for Zacharias, and they marveled that he delayed in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. He continued making signs to them and remained mute. When the days of his service were fulfilled, he departed to his house. After these days, Elizabeth, his wife, conceived, and she hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus has the Lord done to me in the days in which he looked at me to take away my reproach among men." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, suddenly I'm just super excited that my name is Mary Elizabeth. And what a beautiful heritage, thinking about Elizabeth, who is upright and who had prayed for a very, very long time that she would have a child, and then she had one. And then thinking about Mary, who had the opportunity to give birth to the Lord. Wow. I mean, those are some big names to live up to, but I'm so grateful for them. I hadn't really thought about it before, but that's pretty cool. But Lord, thank you so much for having mercy upon this family. And I pray for my friend today who may be walking through barrenness or infertility, and I pray that you would have mercy on them. And I pray that you would bring children into their lives, no matter what way that is. And we trust you for that, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you are the God of miracles. I pray for my friends struggling physically today, that you would bring health where there has not been health, that you would bring healing where there has not been healing, where you would bring hope where there has not been hope. In this situation, we see hopelessness and then we see hope fulfilled. And I just thank you that you are the God who does the miraculous. So Lord, keep our eyes open during this holiday season to see what you're doing, to really watch your work and to praise you for the miraculous that you do. And I certainly can say to you right now that I am astounded and grateful that you took my life and brought healing and redeemed me and redeemed my life from the pit. If there was nothing else to thank you for, that would be enough. So Lord, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for love. We thank you for welcoming us into your family as children. We thank you for grace. We thank you for noticing us. We thank you for redemption. I pray, praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. I pray, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I so appreciate you, and I hope that today is a day that you can think about Jesus and this particular story in Scripture and know that God does the miraculous.